Breakfast with Crossy. Breakfast with Crossy.
Andrew Farris, he released his debut solo album a little while ago. And let's say good morning, Andrew. How are you, mate?
Yeah, good morning, Crossy. How are you?
Not too bad. It must be a good feeling to have the album finally out there, even though there was a bit of a stop and start last year and you had to change plans. It must be good to finally see it out there in the world.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And I think, strangely enough, one really good thing that came out of that craziness was that I released an EP with five tracks on it before the LP, and I think that was a bit of a taster for people to figure out who on earth Andrew Farris is as a country artist, so I think that was a blessing, really, in the end. But it feels great to have the album out. I'm really excited about it.
And with touring, I know there's been some changes in plans. You're talking about national tours, but you've had to scale that back a little bit, at least at this stage, just because you don't know what's going to happen next.
Well, that's right. And, you know, I think there isn't a day that goes by, for example, where I keep reading about how Western Australia is shutting its borders, and I'm originally from Western Australia, and I find that really frustrating because I'd love to get over there and play, and it's a beautiful part of our country, you know. But people are doing things, I think, for reasons I think the best for everybody, not just obviously businesses and that are affected and other people and all that sort of thing. But yeah, I'm just excited to get out and play my new music off my album.
How much of your fan base do you think is coming from knowing you as Andrew Farris from INXS, or know you as Andrew Farris, the country artist?
Yeah, that's really interesting. I think it's a bit of both. I can tell that some of the people don't have the faintest clue of my background. And in a strange way, I actually enjoy that, because then they take me on face value with the music I'm doing now. They don't really know too much, probably, about the background of what I've done with INXS as a songwriter and performing musician and all the rest of it. But I'm proud of that work that I did with INXS, and I think they're surprised, some of the people, when I say I might play one of the songs that I wrote or co-wrote for INXS, and I'll pull them out and start playing them. And they're like, oh, wow, do you do this song, do you?
Oh, you cover that really well.
Yeah, I wrote it, you know. I've got a sense of humour about that. I mean, I'm actually proud of that work. I think it's amazing I was involved with that.
Now, you got nominated for an APRA Award for Most Played Work recently, and you didn't actually really do anything.
Yeah, well, what that was all about was pretty sideways, where I think one of the probably writers with Dua Lipa that she'd been working with, I don't know those people, but I think one of them, you know, might have sort of, what's the word, borrowed something that I'd written. And because we share the same publisher around the world, I think it was in their interest, I think, to sort of say to them, hey, you realise that that sounds a heck of a lot like a huge hit that INXS had around the world. You know that, don't you? You know, and so they sort of worked it all out and everything's fine.
That's always good.
Yeah, it's all good. There's no problem. It could have been.
Yes, there could have been. Thankfully, it all worked out in the end for everybody. Despite the scaling back of a national tour, at this stage, you are planning to get out there to as many locations as possible once things, you know, become a bit more clearer. But I see you've been taking Andrew Swift on the road.
Well, having Swifty on board was awesome. We became good mates. We weren't sure about each other at first.
He's a Swifty one.
Yeah, no, he's great. He's such a talent, that man. And but yeah, we had a really good time touring around New South Wales, and as I mentioned before, we were trying to get interstate everywhere, but it's been tricky until everyone can settle down and open up borders and everyone, you know, goes back to normal. It's tricky, but yeah, no, Swifty was really good, and he's been, you know, it's been really good for me to work with someone like him in a professional basis when I'm touring. It's been really interesting for me. I'm learning a lot, actually.
Yeah, yeah. You got this new song, it's called Run Baby Run. Tell us about that.
Yep. Okay, Run Baby Run was one of the songs that I wrote purposely for this album that I've got out at the moment. And Run Baby Run is basically a song about freedom. It's not supposed to be that complicated a song. It's just I really wanted those lyrics, which are Run Baby Run, that phrase, and movers and shakers. And I took it into a writing session that I was doing in Nashville, and with an expat Phil Barton, who's a great guy, and an American writer called Bruce Wallace, and I've written with them before, but they really loved that lyric idea. And then it's actually got two choruses in it, even though it doesn't sound like it. And but the thing I like about the attitude of the song is just about freedom, and we're living in a time when more and more and more that word is becoming a bit more real to people, where you're sort of thinking, you know, freedom to move around, freedom to say what you want, say without being, you know, all those sorts of words have become sort of cliches, but they're turning a lot more real, and that's partly what the song's about, is just being able to feel like you're emancipated, that everything's good, you can go where you want to go.
Breakfast with Crossy, every weekday morning from 6 a.m. on Kicks.